Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live Through Jesus Weekly Devotions. On this episode, why does God hold out on us? This week, as we were studying the first chapter of 1 Samuel, and I saw that Hannah had been wishing for a child for such a long time, and she couldn't have any children, I was wondering, why does God make it like that? Why is it that some people don't have children? Why is it that some kids are born with deformities or deficiencies or disabilities? Why is it that some children don't have moms and dads, and some people don't ever find anyone that they can marry? Why do some people have abusive and neglective parents? Why are some children molested and some women raped? Why do people get cancer and terminal illnesses? Why do people live with chronic diseases for their whole lives? Why do children die and grandparents forget their memories? Why do people live in poverty? Why don't they have enough food or a place to live? Why are there wars? Why are there natural disasters? You know, why does God let these things happen? Why doesn't he stop them? Why doesn't he prevent them? Why doesn't he fix them? And I couldn't come up with an answer. I don't know why. I don't know why. I could tell you that everything happens for a reason and that every person's reason is different and every circumstance is different. I could tell you that it's going to make you stronger. It's going to grow your character in some way. Maybe you're going to be able to help someone else in this situation at some point. I could tell you to count your blessings. I could say, you know, we live in a fallen world and when you get to heaven, everything will be perfect, but it isn't right now. And just encourage you to keep praying and know that, you know, when you do get to heaven, it'll all be good and this earth is just temporary. I could say all those things, but most likely you've heard all those things before. Maybe you've even said those things to yourself. And so I'm not going to minimize your pain and I'm not going to, you know, make you feel guilty for being sad. And I'm not going to try to explain something that I don't understand. Okay. And so I can't tell you why, but I can tell you why not. I know for a fact it's not because he doesn't love you. It's not because he doesn't hear your prayers or he doesn't see what's happening. It's not because he doesn't have the resources or the understanding or the knowledge. It's not because he doesn't have the power. It's not because he's not good enough. It's not because he's forgotten about you or he's changed his mind. It's not because there's too many people that need him and you're just low on the list. It's not because he's messed up or because he doesn't know what he's doing. It's not because he's powerless or because he doesn't care. I know those things for a fact. Listen to what it says in Psalm 139, 1 to 18. O Lord, you have searched me and you've known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. There's not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand on me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I can't attain it. Where can I go from your spirit or flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven or make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be like light to me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. That my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O Lord! How great is the sum of them! If you should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. And so, at some part, we just have to make peace with the fact that we may never know why. But that doesn't mean God's evil. Doesn't mean he's powerless. It doesn't mean he's careless. It doesn't mean that he's unaware or he's uninvolved. It just means that he's so far above us that we can't comprehend. He's just on a whole new level, right? Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." And so think about a child and how hard it is to explain to them that they can't have candy every meal, or that you don't have any money, even though you have a debit card and they know that's how you spend money. And they don't get it. Like, you can explain it all day long, but they don't understand. And eventually they'll mature and they'll get it. But when they're young, kids just have to trust that their parents know more than them, right? And so what makes a kid trust a parent even when they don't understand? It's their parents' love for them, right? The child just intuitively knows that we know more than them and that we love them because we've been telling them what to do and taking care of them for their entire lives, right? And so it just only makes sense that we know these things and that we love them. And so they trust us. They know that we have their best interest at heart. And even if we're doing something that actually hurts them, like making them be still so a doctor can give them a shot, they know that we must be doing this for a reason, because we would never let anyone hurt them for no reason, right? And so they trust us even when we're allowing them to be hurt. And so it's the same thing with God. Even though we don't understand, and often we're really hurting, we trust him because we know that he loves us and that he knows more than us. He created the whole entire world and everything in it. And so we understand intuitively, like a child does, that the creator is higher than the created, right? He knows more and he's more powerful. And so that's why we turn to him for answers. And that's why we believe that he can do something in response to what we're praying. And so because he knows more than us and because he loves us, then we trust him. And because he has more power than us, then we pray to him. And we look to him when we're in need and we're in pain, because we know that he's the only one that can do anything about it, right? But if we don't get the answer that we want, we just have to trust that he knows best. And we can still cry to him, and he can still comfort us, and he can still hold us, but we might have to wait until heaven to find out why. And that's okay. It may not feel okay, but it is. And so in 1 Peter 4:19, it says, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to the faithful Creator while doing good." So I encourage you to just do that today, to just decide that you don't have to know why. You just have to know that God loves you and that he cares about you and that he has the power. And so keep praying and keep going to him and keep telling him how you feel, and let him either fix it or hold you. Okay. And so that's the whole devotion. If you would like references to verses that say that God does love you, that God can see all things, can hear all things, that he has all power, that he cares, and all of those things, go to livethroughjesus.substack.com and read the blog post there, because that has links to all of those verses. And so you can always do that there. You can subscribe to that for free, and you'll get those blog posts emailed to you every single week. And they do have references in them that I'm not able to do here because it doesn't flow very well. And so make sure that you go and read that if you want to do that. And then subscribe to this so that you'll get the devotion each week. And you can also subscribe to my Live Through Jesus podcast, and you can get the full study that we're doing there. And you can also be a paid subscriber, and you can read the full study there on the Substack if you want to do that. So that's all I have for you today. Thanks. Have a good day.